This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dental Health and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Kourash Madahi, Beverly Hill cosmetic dentist and best-selling author, to discuss oral health tips, his natural sea salt mouthwash oral essentials, and his new book, The Hidden Epidemic, Restoring Oral Health, One Smile at a Time. Dr. Madahi, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
And the pleasure is ours. Thanks for taking a moment to be with us today. So your book explores the hidden connections between oral health and whole body health. If you would, tell us about your new book, The Hidden Epidemic, and why you wanted to write about this topic.
Yes, I've been a dentist now for 29 years, and I am seeing certain disturbing trends in my office that I wanted to actually communicate it with others. One of the things that I've been seeing is that the amount of stress in the population in general is going up. Where I was doing night guards as a result of clenching and grinding in people that were over 30 and 40, and now it's dropped into high school kids and college kids. So if we are not diagnosing the problem early enough, they're going to be cracking their teeth, they're going to be wearing down their teeth so rapidly, so by the age of 40 or 50, they have to do full mouth reconstructions to regain the original length of their teeth. And they're going to have lots of headaches and things that they didn't know where it was coming from. Another trend was the sensitivity that I'm watching with especially younger kids. They're doing a lot of whitening toothpaste, whitening mouthwashes, where it's causing a lot of enamel damage. And then the explosion of sensitivity toothpaste just going through the roof, where now second best-selling toothpaste are sensitivity toothpaste. And then it goes also to people that are on medication. There's lots of medications that are causing dry mouth. And dry mouth over time causes rampant decay. And I wanted to do certain things in terms of bringing awareness as to where the decay is coming from and what we can do about it.
And we can thank you for writing that for us to get more information in all regards. Now, as you mentioned in your book, changes in oral health can be indicative of larger health problems. What are some of the first red flags to look for regarding threats to oral health?
Yes, I would say that the first red flag is bleeding gums. So we talk about bleeding gums as gingivitis, something that's reversible, but that's the first sign. So if someone's brushing their teeth or flossing their teeth, or for whatever reason that they see that the gums are bleeding, that's the first sign. That can be a sign of active bacterial growth around the gum causing gum infection. That's why the gum gets inflamed. As a result, there's bleeding gums. And then that can go, if it's untreated, it can become periodontitis, which is gum disease. Then there is bone and gum damage. And then that type of a problem, which the bone is going away and getting destroyed by the acids that are being secreted by the bacteria, is going to lead to also other systemic problems such as heart disease, diabetes, and other things. That so when we're looking at bleeding gum, bad breath, all of those are the first red flags.
Also in your book, you discuss how health trends such as teeth whitening, antibacterial products, and the rise in daily medications can have adverse effects on oral and overall health. If you would, discuss some ways to combat the negative effects of these trends.
Yes. Unfortunately, one of the things that I'm seeing is that hydrogen peroxide is a very good product, and it can be used once a week, maybe twice a month. But daily use of hydrogen peroxide or baking soda can lead to enamel damage. And if the enamel is damaged in any way, the protective layer of the tooth goes away. So then the person becomes much more susceptible to temperature changes and sensitivity as a result of that. So it is very important not to use this whitening toothpaste and mouthwashes that contain any type of hydrogen peroxide or baking soda on a daily basis. And those that are using any type of medication to make sure if there is any sort of a side effect that causes dry mouth or xerostoma, to make sure that they are doing things to actually keep the mouth hydrated. So avoiding coffee, avoiding alcohol, and also using products that are mouthwashes that are non-alcoholic. I will get into as to why I developed this whole line of oral hygiene products for all these type of people that could use it on a daily basis.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Kourosh Madahi, Beverly Hill cosmetic dentist and best-selling author here on eHealth Radio's Dental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Madahi, what ultimately led you to the creation of your oral hygiene product line, Oral Essentials?
Again, being a dentist for 29 years, what I saw that was sort of very disturbing to me is that we are, as a cosmetic dentist, I'm always trying to make sure that the color of my patient's teeth stay white, or everybody's very concerned about having white teeth. First of all, I didn't understand why do we have any type of a coloring in the mouthwash, because all of these mouthwashes that look blue, green, yellow, there is just a coloring, an artificial coloring that's been added. That was the first thing. Then the second thing is that I started to look at the ingredients, and I saw more than 80% of the mouthwashes have alcohol in it. And the alcohol levels are 21 to 26%, which is more alcohol than in regular wine, beer. Some of them is as much as what is in a vodka. So I started to think, is that one of the things that I'm going over with my patients in terms of oral cancer is make sure that you are limiting the amount of alcohol you're drinking, tobacco use, and all these things, because those are the leading causes of cancer. Why are we putting mouthwash, alcohol in the mouthwash? Then I went down and I looked at the preservatives that are in there. And all of this started to lead me to believe that maybe I'm not looking in the right places. I started to look into more of a natural oral hygiene products. And I started to think why everybody, while they're growing up, their mother, their grandmother has been told them that gargle with salt water, rinse with salt water. What happened to that? What happened to the use of salt? And especially sea salt. And then I also ran into a very comprehensive study done by Dr. Nozeri, which talked about in Manila, he did a 10-year study, which is unheard of, on homeless kids in Manila. And what he found is that there is an early onset of periodontitis. So that means that there's gum disease at the age of 13, 14, 15 with these kids. And he found that there's a particular type of a bacteria called AA that is causing this gum disease. So what he did, what he asked them to rub sea salt on their gum. And in a 10-year study, he found out even though the bacteria was not dead, what happened was that the disease had gone away. There's no more gum disease. And that was an amazing breakthrough. So in coordination with that type of a study, I started to think of using sea salt. Not only just a regular sea salt, but dead sea salt that has more than 80 different minerals, and use that with essential oils. Then these essential oils break up the biofilm, which is the plaque buildup that is on the teeth, but also more importantly, when you brush your teeth with a toothpaste that has glycerin in it, lots of these glycerins are petroleum-based, and they leave another film on your teeth. That's why when you get your teeth clean, your teeth feel so shiny and smooth, and then a day later or 2 days later, they're not smooth anymore. And if it was only plaque buildup, when you brush it, that plaque buildup would go away and you should feel smooth again, but it doesn't. That's because of the glycerin in the toothpaste. So I said, forget about all this. Let's just create something that's all natural. It has no dye, and also has no preservative, and are either natural ingredients or naturally derived ingredients. And I also added xylitol, which is a sugar substitute that the bacteria in the mouth cannot process. As a result, it can reduce the chances of getting cavity in the mouth. So with that in mind, the whole line of oral hygiene product lines was created.
That is quite interesting and very informative as well. How does your oral essentials line work toward a healthy mouth in a way that the typical mouthwashes do not. Touch on that a little further.
For sure. So one of the things that we wanted to do, the number one problem that we see is, again, gingivitis, which is bleeding gums. And one of the best things to use for it is sea salt. Sea salt helps a lot with the inflammation that there is in the mouth. So using the sea salt with the combination with essential French essential oils, which are the essential oils that we are using is wintergreen mint, peppermint oil, clove, and also holy basil. This combination not only freshens breath, but also helps the get rid of the type of the bacteria that which is within the plaque that's on the teeth, so it can reduce inflammation. And on top of it, the xylitol and all these things, that in this combination with organic aloe vera juice is helping to decrease the inflammation and bring about a very much of an equilibrium in the mouth. So sea salt does not kill bacteria. What it does it stops the growth of bacteria, and more importantly, it neutralizes the toxins. So we don't want to go killing bacteria. These antibacterial and antimicrobial mouthwashes, it becomes ineffective over time because the bacteria, first of all, get used to it. Number two, because we cannot kill all the bacteria, whatever is left becomes resistive to the product that you're using. One of the reasons why we have so many superbugs in our society now is because of overuse of antimicrobial products, antibacterial products, and antibiotics. So there's 22,000 people that die every year as a result of superbugs because we don't have any antibiotics to actually combat those types of infection. And that is just all man-made. We are the one who's making those bacteria by use of an overuse of these products. So in my mouthwash, we're not trying to kill bacteria. All we're trying to do is keep the flora of the mouth healthy by not letting the bacteria grow, and also neutralize the toxins, which is sort of a revolutionary idea as opposed to just going in and starting to kill the bacteria that are in the mouth.
What do you view as being the most pressing oral health concern affecting the global population today, and what recommendations do you have to combat that?
As I have traveled all over the world, over the Christmas vacation, I was in Brazil, Argentina, Uruguay, and I could hardly see any people that are over the age of 45 to 50 without visible gum disease. So what that goes to show me is that the first sign, which was the gingivitis, which is bleeding gum, somehow is being ignored early on. The fact that there is type of a bacteria that can be passed from one generation to another, which is the AA bacteria, is being ignored. And what we need to do is find a way to get the awareness and the education up in terms of bleeding gums. Bleeding gum is a sign of something more serious to come, and to get that to be reversed as quickly as possible. And then the whole education in terms of using sea salt in combating inflammation, in also handling this type of a bacteria in the mouth, is a very, very key ingredient in terms of controlling gum disease in the future.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners tuning in today?
Yes, I'm going to give them different tips. In terms of one of the reasons why people are using so many of the whitening type of products is because there's an explosion of use of coffee and tea. So the thing that I always tell people is that if you're drinking tea or coffee, do not drink it out of an open mug. Try to drink it with a Starbucks cup, which has a lid with a vented lid on it. Blueberries, blackberries are best used in a smoothie where they can drink it out of a thick straw. And also, if they're drinking red wine, they got to know that red wine also makes the teeth gray and older looking. So you have to either limit the red wine or switch to white wine or something else. And also, people that eat a lot of whole almonds and whole cashew nuts, that can also lead to fractured teeth. It's best to use sliced or slivered almonds, and also broken down raw cashews would be best. And the most important thing is that, again, to rinse their mouth with a mouthwash that has sea salt in it. Sea salt is a miracle type of a product. It's been around for thousands of years and it hasn't lost its effectiveness.
Well, Dr. Madahi, it absolutely has been a pleasure to have had you. Very informative, certainly brings our attention to the importance of maintaining our oral health. Where can our listeners get more information about oral essentials and also your book, The Hidden Epidemic, and how would one be in touch?
Yes. So in terms of my book, Hidden Epidemics, it's on sale on Amazon. Oral Essentials product lines are also on sale on Amazon and also on the website oralessentials.com. For more information, they can also go on my website, drmadahi.com as well.
Once again, Dr. Madahi, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We have been speaking with this morning Dr. Kourosh Madahi, Beverly Hill cosmetic dentist and best-selling author of The Hidden Epidemic. And once again, for more information, simply visit oralessentials.com or drmadahi.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.